Message number 503. My Catholic Church has been torn into shreds, yet the soul of my church will never be taken or consumed by Satan. Monday, July 30, 2012 at 0100 a.m. My dearly beloved daughter, when I endured the agony in the garden, the greatest abomination shown to me by Satan was the disloyalty of the Catholic and Apostolic Church in the end times. This is where Satan, who tormented me with visions of the future, showed me the lukewarm servants of the Church in these your times. They have allowed pride and false truths, dominated by their tolerance of sin, to blind them to the truth of God. Their allegiance to worldly pursuits means that many of my sacred servants do not have the compassion or humility in their souls to lead my followers towards the sanctity required to save their souls. So many have turned against me, although they say they love God's children. By promoting tolerance in the name of God, they present a false doctrine which masks the truth. Those dissidents in my church on earth who claim to be creating a new type of following in the name of the Catholic Church, but who deny my teachings, are being tempted by Satan, who wants to destroy my church. He, the evil one, has already caused terrible sin to corrupt my church, and now wants to hammer in the final nails when he will crucify my church and in turn cast into hell those sacred servants of mine who desecrate the word of God by facilitating the acceptance of sin among God's children. Their sin of slapping me in the face by parading obscenities before me, which they claim are acceptable and tolerated by God, will be severely punished. They dare, through the sin of pride and deceit, to mislead souls and direct them into a den of darkness without understanding how they are condemning souls into the lake of fire. Many of my sacred servants are being misled and don't know it. Yet many such servants, if they are honest with themselves, are confused. Then there are those who pose as my sacred servants but come from the other side. Slaves to the beast, they deliberately present themselves as my anointed priests. They cause me such terrible anguish. Not only do they corrupt souls, they have knowingly created a pact with Satan, who will devour them. They perform vile acts on my altars before the Holy Eucharist, but few know that they commit such acts. Yet I yearn for their souls. My Catholic Church has been torn into shreds, yet the soul of my church will never be taken or consumed by Satan. But the servants of my church can be seduced and destroyed by the beast. This is the time for me to intervene to help them rise above these terrible torments. I need you, my followers, and those sacred servants among you who understand what is happening amongst you, to say this crusade prayer, 70, prayer for clergy to remain firm and true to the holy word of God. O dear Jesus, help your sacred servants to recognize the schism within your church as it unfolds. Help your sacred servants to remain firm and true to your holy word. Never let worldly ambitions cloud their pure love for you. Give them the graces to remain pure and humble before you, and to honor your most holy presence in the Eucharist. Help and guide all those sacred servants who may be lukewarm in their love for you, and rekindle the fire of the Holy Spirit in their souls. Help them to recognize temptation placed before them to distract them. Open their eyes so they can see the truth at all times. Bless them, dear Jesus, at this time, and cover them with your precious blood to keep them safe from harm. Give them the strength to resist the seduction of Satan should they be distracted by the allure of denying the existence of sin. Amen. My sacred servants are the backbone of my church. They are the first in line to face a terrible onslaught of attack from Satan at this time. Help me to steer them on the path to salvaging the remnants of my church as it heads into the schism which will be created by the false prophet shortly. Gather together and pray for the unification of my sacred servants who are needed to keep my church strong in the days which lie ahead. Your Jesus.